What do you call a lesbian dinosaur? A lickalotopus. What do you call a gay dinosaur? Megalosaurus.
Wasagucci.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flexing, flexing.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
These are when they're dangerous.
Yeah, 2021. It's dangerous.
It's always
We're coming
dangerous.
In hot. We don't have a plan.
We're about to get deep inside, though. It's the capital.
Deep inside? We nailed it. See, we're doing
right,
great.
We're good. Cancel, we're good. We're already starting.
Cancel the pod.
We're already
it's
starting.
Already on. All
right,
we're killing all right, the game.
All right.
It is National Football Game. Actually, I'm going to have you mute that if you can, my love. Mute the background TV. Okay, cool.
You call me my love because I can go. Oh, I can go do it.
It's fine. Oh, okay. I want her to do it because she's suffering. thank you, my six-figure queen. Thank you for taking care of me.
So, yeah, it's college football and national championship night. Let's go.
So, you're going to hear this late as fuck.
You're yeah,
know
you
the results,
are. It might be
point,
Saturday.
We
it
don't
could be
know
Wednesday.
The results, or maybe we do. I don't know. We can time travel.
Depends on when the pod gets sent over, actually.
So, actually, I just want to put it out there now. It's like, I want Alabama to win.
I just made a bet. Let's see if it goes through. I'm still waiting on a
Now,
reply.
I do think Ohio State's going to win, but I do want Alabama to win.
Oh, why did you say that just now? That's detrimental to me.
No, it's detrimental to football if Ohio State wins.
That's true. Does Bama have a lot of injuries?
No.
Okay, well then we're good. We should be okay.
I just think it just at this point, if you just go, I play in six games and I'm good enough to be in the college championship playoff, it's like, all right, so why are you even in the fucking Big Ten? Go ahead and fuck off. Just fuck off and wait till the playoffs and sit around in your fucking ass.
Did you have Ashley just come in and say that for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Do you guys watch Big Mouth?
I've seen it a few times. No, not a whole lot, though.
Do you have a favorite character?
No, I don't.
Mine's Lola.
Oh, is that? Okay, I know
the
who
blonde,
that is. Yeah.
My butt cheeks. And looks like a dump truck. I fucking love her. If you haven't seen Big Mouth, go ahead and watch it. Make sure your kids are at home. Make sure they're watching it. It's all great.
No, I don't.
I highly suggest
not.
It for toddlers. Just let it run. Leave them alone.
I do not.
It'll answer all the questions about puberty Mm-mm. that you don't want to fucking Mm-mm. answer.
Nope.
So when your
Cannot
kids,
agree.
So
listen, I do like.
When your kid walks in fucking rock hard for the first time and he goes, what's going on down here? What are you going to do? He's going to be like.
Come on, buddy. Let's go back to your room.
Whoa.
I'm just gonna tell you about what's going on right now.
You gonna tell him? You said, hey, buddy, let's go back to your room. Like, you're gonna jerk your kid off.
That's not even That's even like halfway friend. The way it came across.
Everyone else at this table thought you were gonna fuck your kid.
No, nobody thought that.
Everyone thought that.
Nobody thought
Are
that.
Are you part
you
of the deep state?
That.
I think you're part
you
of the deep
thought
state.
That. That's why you don't have kids.
Yeah, because I don't have a Wayfair account.
You
do.
Because you're not willing to go back to the room and fuck them. That's why.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's why you don't have kids.
For sure.
Okay.
I also don't have kids because pullout game's strong as fuck.
Yeah,
super
probably.
Strong. Extra strong.
But she's on the pill, isn't she?
Oh, I meant with myself. I'm not. I have sex with other people. I'm married.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just messing with you.
What? What just happened? Well, it's been good. It's been a week.
I've been not working, which is fucking the best. thank you, Six Figure Queen, for making all my dreams come true. I've looked into starting the Twitch stream.
Yeah?
Kind of looked into that. Thought about maybe getting into that at some point.
You still doing the you and Josh combo? Or are you just talking about solo?
I might do it not solo. I'd probably do it with Zach, my friend Zach.
Oh,
we've been okay. extra funny lately. And I feel like it should really be recorded somewhere for just mm-hmm. the amount of shenanigans mm-hmm. and just the toxicity levels. And I mean, we play Warzone. We play a bunch of different games now. We've kind of mixed it up. Mm-hmm. And just the amount of just stupid shit we do.
Yeah.
I think it's worth a laugh. We can entertain people. It's like, who's watching Twitch right now or streams? There's mostly little fucking kids, right?
Yeah.
I can entertain a fucking kid. Call them all pussies and shit. Like, fucking be toxic, be rude. That's what they want.
You
want
to clean it up just a little bit for kids?
Hell no.
No?
Okay. Hell no. Listen, if I could get away with it, I would mace a child in the face every day on the streets.
On just like walking around.
Yeah, they didn't even do anything to me. Just walking by, just go, psst. Just like get them right in the eyes.
Was one
double quick points. Squirt, double just, points if their mouth is open because they're talking to their parent and just like, oop, because now they got spicy breath too. Eyes burned, mouth burned. I mean, it is what it is. Speaking of kids with fucking problems.
Yes.
Your baby son. He used to stop fucking staring at me all the goddamn time.
Hey.
It's for really, some, it's
for whatever reason, he is
obsessed with me.
Mesmerized whenever he sees you.
Yeah.
It is.
He's acting like he's never seen a furry before. I'm just rocking out my suit, bro. It's whatever.
That's my second podcast in my whole life. Yeah, no, it's, I know it's not even important either. It's even worse. Same with my bet text.
Do we need to get your wife on the podcast as a guest?
Oh.
Or is that scary to you? Did you get scared a little bit when I said that?
I don't know what would happen.
Can I tell you what I would want? I would
be long really as it's not nice. Graphic.
I'd be really clean. I wouldn't say anything upsetting, but I would try to turn her on you and get her to tell all these horrible stories that I don't know about.
You know all the stories.
Well, I'm just waiting for her to be like, Aaron has IBS. No. And just like.
If I had IBS, you better believe I'd have a weed guard.
For 100%. Irritable bowel syndrome, you get a weed card for that?
Oh, you can get literally one.
Just get a weed card for anything.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Just lie about having IBS. Who's going to check?
That's true.
I'm not going to follow you into the bathroom and be like, oh, that's a lot. It's like, it's a lot considering you didn't eat anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what did you have? Like,
I had 2.5 days.
Beans. Yeah, I had 4 beans and I can't get off the toilet.
That happens sometimes, though.
I don't know. Josh is a vegan. He takes the biggest dumps of any of us at this table.
I will say, yeah, I've never seen longer, fully connected snake logs than Josh.
That's why he was willing to get in there with his hands. He's in there just fucking wrestling a snake out of the fucking toilet.
He's just like snapping it.
You don't think it's super soft?
No, I don't think it probably
is. Do you think there is a snap sound?
Oh, no. Like, no.
Crunch? Is it like crispy?
It's like a...
Like a nougat bar?
I was going to say a melted like Snickers.
Stretches?
Like you just kind of like... Take the middle of a Snickers bar, melt it, like in a car in Oklahoma summer. Okay? And just like take your hand and twist.
Are we pretty accurate with that?
He has no idea.
forgot about it. I mean, listen, if I had to handle my own turd suit, I wouldn't want to remember that either. I'd repress that memory.
It's all good.
I'm trying to think of any good stories we have that we haven't told on here. Maybe something that's not recent necessarily. Something we could share for some... For some humor, for some laughs.
You got anything good?
Do I have anything good? I'm sure there's something in there somewhere.
I threw up last Thursday. A lot.
Why? What did you do? You just had a stomach bug or you just like...
I have no idea. I literally... It was... This is probably halfway to do with the gout medication I was taking. Because I was only supposed to take it for 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You took it for 20?
No. Not fully. No.
Start crushing them up and snorting them.
It would have been better, actually. But you were at work on Monday, and that was my, like, 8th day, I think, and that I had the medication.
And you butt chugged.
Or 7th day I had the medication, I guess. And, no, so I asked you. I said, hey, this Walmart double-filled my prescription. Is it okay? Am I going to be in trouble if I go try to pick it up?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what's going
to
happen?
You're going to go to jail.
Yeah, I was scared. I'm not going to lie.
They're thinking you're going to make
prescriptions meth. Make me nervous because I don't want, like
hey,
no, we can't fill this
You don't even right need IBS now. Anymore. You just have to go to a doctor and say, hey, prescriptions make me nervous, and they'll give you a weed card. I don't know how that's going to affect your fantasy printer lineup because I don't know if they test for that or not, if you're going to be on a 4-game suspension for doping.
I hope not because I'm not doping. I'm not doping at all. I mean, I'm getting my printer skills
now
up.
usually gout would sideline you in the NFL, yeah. But the printing world, 2-day recovery.
Yeah, back on. You're good. You're right. Yeah. You're back in. You're good.
You're in and you're
especially
gout.
If you do it around a holiday, like if you do it right, then it's all good.
You're just in and gout, so. And it's fine. Back and forth, just ready to roll.
So I told you about it, and you had to text your wife about it because I didn't know. Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Because she's a drug doctor.
Yes. Agreed. I didn't want to get in trouble.
She's a shaman.
How do I pick this medication up?
She's for also extra my stuff? Number one pick in the pharmacy fantasy draft.
Hey, as long as you have a number one, I don't.
Oh, we're a good handcuff couple because I don't do anything. So if she goes down.
Are you in the pharmacy draft?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you're in the okay. So you're the
husband. I'm in the pharmacy draft. I know a lot about pharmacy.
I might pick up. One of her workers. I know about. He likes to miss a lot of days, but I might.
Oh, Jose.
I might pick him up. No, just to be safe.
Just Jose.
Yeah. Okay.
We're saying Jose on the podcast because that's his name. It's okay. Jose.
Okay. Yes.
A lot of you are thinking, no way, but I'm telling you, yes way.
But Jose. If we really think about it, a Mexican is not going to miss work. We don't miss work. Almost ever.
Do you think they quit before they jump over the wall? Or do they just jump the wall and don't tell their bosses? Do you think they give a 2-week notice before they immigrate to America?
Oh, in Mexico? You're talking about two different things now. No, though. Here in the
US. Oh, so you're not a Mexican in the in Mexico, but once you get to the US, you're Mexican. You know what? That's probably fair. We're pretty fucking racist as a country. As long as you're not white, you're probably Mexican.
As soon as a Mexican jumps over the border, they are now Mexican American. It's different. It's different. Different thing.
Interesting. So you just come over with a knowledge of lawn care? Immediately. Oh.
Lawn care, fence building, painting, sometimes pharmacy, I guess. What?
One pharmacy.
Walmart pharmacy.
Oh, a wand pharmacy, if you will.
Where are we even going?
I don't know. You were talking about drugs because you were throwing up all the time.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Throwing up. So anyways.
Throwing up real good.
You want to look
this game play?
You want to look in the mic? We'll worry about how it's being presented. Listen, I'm not worried about this game. I hope that Alabama wins for your sake financially.
You can't take another L Blake. He never texted me back, so.
He's probably going to watch the first quarter and decide.
I know. It would be something he would do.
Yeah.
It'd be something he would do. I'm going to give some question marks real quick. So anyways, text you. You text Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley said it was all good because it's not a controlled substance. And I was like, you know what? Okay, let me just go ahead and grab these extra gout
extra
pills.
Drugs. Yes,
it's not even. I wouldn't even call it drugs. It's
extra painkiller control substances.
I thought it was
NSAIDs that will literally get you high out of your fucking mind.
That's not true. I thought it was a placebo.
sugar pills.
No, I thought it was a pain medication.
Mm.
Come to find out after doing more research, is actually an anti-inflammatory medication. It does help with the pain.
As most.
But it is an anti-inflammatory medication.
Yeah.
Primarily.
That's what, listen.
I didn't know that.
Anti-inflammatory is also what they give to homosexuals during conversion therapy.
Yes.
Because it helps eliminate the flame.
Yes.
That is homosexuality.
That's why
I told you I knew about medicine.
Flamboyant.
This is why I was in the pharmacy draft.
I understand now.
Thank you.
I understand now. So, outside of the homosexual aspect, I had to go pick these extra pills up.
Because you were feeling gay.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
What did you have for lunch that day? Was it a wiener for lunch? Did you stop at Quick Trip and suck down a dog?
I did not suck down a sausage that day.
Okay.
No, not that day. I did not. So, get the medication. Tuesday, Wednesday should have been the end of my medication.
But you had extra drugs, so you kept going.
I had extra anti-homo medication.
Which was not prescribed to you.
Well, it technically was. You know, it was filled
double
twice.
Filled. It was double filled.
It was filled at two different pharmacies.
The first set was prescribed,
pharmacies.
But the second was not prescribed. So, you're now committing a felony.
Not technically. Because it's not a controlled substance.
And I'm glad
substance.
That we're recording this for future arrest records.
For the sheriffs that are listening.
And yes. and the DEA. Please that come I'm back. Definitely going to.
Please come back and listen to this to. Because it was not a controlled substance.
Yeah, you thought you had IBS before. Wait till you're getting up the butt. Well, you're going to definitely need that inflammatory. Anti-inflammatory, sorry.
Yes. Anti-inflammatory, yes. Yes. Because now all of that. With the
butt sex from jail.
All of that. I needed more medication if that was going to be the case. But anyways.
The ripping and the tearing.
The stretching. The bleeding. Yeah. Anyways. Take my medication around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew I had somebody come in the office I needed to help. I was thinking, okay, my ankle's feeling a little iffy right now. I think it's on my head now. I really do.
Oh, so your ankle was feeling iffy and you were worried about a customer coming in while your ankle felt iffy, like you were going to pick them up in one-on-one? Like, what the fuck does that have to do?
Yeah, I didn't want them to, like, twist it real hard or anything. So I was
they were just going to go for an ankle pick immediately, just dive at your
maybe,
ankle, start rolling.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You should have been an extra dick and got one of those like scooters with just the knee part and just scrolled around the store.
Oh, I would have done it. I would have done it.
I know.
I would have done it.
He would have loved it.
So take it around noon, about 2 o'clock. I start feeling like I'm about to just lose all of my lunch, mm-hmm. which is literally vegetable soup.
Oh, so it's going to look the same coming up as it did going down.
Oh, exactly. And it's I'm thinking, be different. Why does my ankle even hurt? Like, I haven't had no meats. I haven't, like, anyways.
And whole listen, thing. For future reference, if you eat meats, your ankles will hurt.
Possibly.
Most likely.
If you eat lots of them. Mm-hmm. Lots of meats. Not in a gay way. Just in a normal way.
Depending on your lifestyle,
maybe,
gays might have hurt ankles. I don't
they
know.
They might. I don't know. I really
I'm
don't
not going
to
make that judgment. It's not
I,
up to
I,
me.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think you've been pretty offensive this podcast. So
I haven't said anything. It's been you.
You're the one taking.
I am trying therapy. To take anti-inflammation medicine.
I'm trying
medicine.
To get this canceled.
I can hear that. So I take my medication. 2 o'clock.
Don't cancel us. I know you're listening. I know we've offended you greatly with all this gay talk.
2 o'clock. Sorry. Take this medication. Sorry, noon, takes medication, 2 o'clock, comes around. I feel like I'm about to throw up, like, cold sweats, everything. For 2.5 hours, this goes on, of me thinking I'm going to throw up. All the way till 4:30.
Oh, hell no. Listen, if I feel like I'm going to throw up, I just make myself throw up.
I wanted to, but I thought.
I'm a champ about it. I'll just go in there, stick a finger down my throat, and just puke it up, high five, not even wash my hand, high five the first person I see and keep moving.
I thought about it, and I was just like, I really don't want to throw up today. Like that's, I just don't want
to
do it.
Oh, so you were just trying to make it to tomorrow to throw up?
I thought maybe if I slept it off. I thought maybe if I slept it off, it'd be okay. It'd be okay. It was not the case. 4:30 happened. Took a phone call. I was on the phone for I don't know, almost 7-8 minutes. As soon as I got off the phone, I literally told the lady, "Hey, let me get your number down real quick." Got it down. Literally hung up with her. Ran to the bathroom. Threw up. At least 7 full throw ups.
Nice.
And then another 5 like gagging.
Like dry heaves.
Dry heaves. Like type retching. Stuff. Yeah. It was
and
disgusting.
And your eyes are just watering like crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the part I don't good. Like about it because I'm just like throwing up doesn't bother me at all. But when I start crying, I'm like, oh, now I'm a bitch. Now I'm gonna cry. I'm a grown ass man. This is what makes me cry. But
that's what
break
it was.
My toe, no reaction. Stone face. Yeah. Retch twice, waterworks. I'm like breaking down. Everything's wrong.
Yeah, tears in your beard.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
What's going on right now? So, anyways, did that. Went home.
Ate a hot dog.
So I left work. Went home that night. Literally went to the room, crawled into the bed. It was 5:15 when I got home. Mm-hmm. Crawled into bed. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep. Didn't wake up till 7:30 the next day.
Just hit that FTK.
I was straight out, dude. It was not good. Woke. Oh, by the way, went home. Took my temperature. Never had a fever. Mm-hmm. Woke up the next day. Never had a fever. Mm-hmm. Woke up 7:30. Got ready for work. Went straight to work.
Fever.
No problem. Like literally, like threw up. Just blasted all those vegetables in the toilet, and then. That was it. It was good.
Would you rather throw up once or have diarrhea for 2 days?
Diarrhea for 2 days.
Nah. That chili ring can't be hurting that long.
I'm good. I don't care.
Nah.
I'll take it. I'll stay close to a potty. I don't even care.
Not going to have that sting ring.
I hate throwing up.
I like it because it's like instant relief.
No.
Bloop, and then I'm done.
Yeah, but it's so violent. My throw-ups are so violent.
Yeah, we heard on this pod.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, because you were standing outside that window over there.
Yeah, yes, you heard it then too, yeah.
Hoping that we didn't hear you throw it up, acting like you didn't have to throw up. That was the part that I loved.
No, I did it when I walked out. I did it when I walked out.
You were like, no, I'm definitely not going to throw up. And you walk out and all we hear is,
No, I walked. I told you, I walked back to your door. And I was like, oh, God, no. I'm about to throw up now.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, that's exactly what in my head happened. I hate throwing up. You have a story?
Would you rather?
Oh, would you rather? Oh, okay. Let's go.
Would you rather lose your virginity to a blind girl or a girl in a wheelchair? Do you know the story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucked up because she couldn't even stand up for herself. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a sexy seal just dragging herself up the fucking carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna lay down. Mm. I would choose definitely the girl in the wheelchair.
Or a blind girl?
Yeah. Blind girl can still get up and run away.
You're not raping the person. What are you talking about? You said, would you rather lose your virginity?
Do you
think, in my mind, that means
do you think if you're consensual. Blind, do you think if you're blind, you can consent?
The way you just worded it.
How
the way
can you consent just worded if you're blind? Because you can't
makes
see.
Makes me think.
Because I can just lie.
There's no consensual agreement there. So what are we talking about?
Well, as a social justice warrior, I just need to tell you now that...
Yeah, get that SJ cape on real quick.
As a social justice warrior, I'm just telling you now that all sex is rape.
Okay. Wasn't ready for that, I'm not going to lie. Okay.
I've really been thinking about growing my hair into a man bun and just like full selling and did like the social justice side of it all.
Do it.
And like selling like homemade soaps on Etsy.
I'm halfway there at least.
Yeah, just quitting the print business.
Well, the man bun part. I'll show you everything else.
And wearing like Birkenstocks all day.
Yeah.
To stop showering.
I don't own any of those.
No, of course not. I'm going to stop showering. Just like braid my pubes.
Dread them up.
How you feel about that, wife? How you feel about that lifestyle? Oh, you didn't hear any of that? Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
So was this a question or a story? What was happening?
Oh, it was both. I was just being a dick. So what... Trying to think of some good what would you rathers just on this, just to put you on the spot.
Me? Yeah. By myself?
Yeah.
After just pouring my heart out about...
Throwing up like a bitch.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Yeah. You ever boot and rally?
Never.
You ever puke and then just wipe your mouth off and just drink some more?
Actually,
hell
yes.
Hell yeah. We all have.
Yeah.
We all been there.
I don't love those days. Those were rough days.
Are they rough?
They were.
I don't party like that anymore. We tried to party for the new year, and I realized I've definitely lost my go hard in the paint. Here's the problem. Because I feel like you can't actually go hard in the paint as an adult. There's like a line.
You have adult stuff to do.
Not even just that. I'm saying like I was starting to get a little swasty pants, and I started to have a little bit too much fun.
Yeah.
And I looked around, and everyone was not having fun.
Oh.
Except for me. And I was like, oh.
That's just because they weren't on your level.
I had to pull back. But here's the thing. Adult parties, no one's trying to get on a level. They're just trying to drink and talk and like hang out.
Depends on the parties you attend.
I was trying to go flip a dumpster and punch a homeless man.
Yeah.
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 I was thinking about that.
Yeah. This is why I went to your parties. Because I was always trying to get on your level.
Right. But the problem was I was always trying to get everyone else above me at a higher level and a higher level.
No.
And it's not that people can't hang or anything.
You start
like that,
convulsing and throwing up.
But the problem is when you start to party like that, that's the ceiling. That's the level. That's where you're at.
Oh, yeah.
And then your whole adult life, you're never going to hit that again.
No.
I party peaked too soon.
party the peaked. Right time.
Party peak. No, it was a good time.
At the right time.
But like,
you don't want to be doing that now.
Hey, but now I have money to do it.
Yeah, but you don't.
Now I don't have to drink
your
Burnett.
Body is not ready to do it.
The recovery isn't there anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. Yeah.
Like, I could still do it, but like, I'd wake up tomorrow and just be like, ugh. Like,
I think you lose that about 23, 24. You lose it.
No. Mine happened a little. You lose it when you stop.
That's when I lost it.
You lose it when you stop.
No, I was a very heavy alcoholic, and it was not. I lost it. I'd lost it already. I drank every day, but I still had hangovers a lot. I never had hangovers when I was young.
So when I was just raw dogging these nasty bar bitches,
I don't even need to know about that.
I was just waiting for the look from the wife. But what are you talking about? No, I definitely miss the party aspect, but I think I mostly just miss hanging out with all my old friends.
The hangout.
And it would be kind of interesting to get everyone back together to see if that vibe still works. Like, I don't want everyone and their wife there. Right. I want the core
the
group
guys.
Back.
The guys.
To see if it still clicks. Yeah. Because we're all older. We all do different things now. You're not invited.
Thank you.
You literally can't drink. I don't know what you want from me. That's the whole point of this. You know, babysit me.
I will find some of that, the good leafy green, and I'll be all in there.
I just want to flip one.
I
more
did
dumpster.
That at a lot of your parties. I stopped drinking
steal
at some of your parties.
Shopping cart. I want.
I want to sit in the corner and shake, and feel like I'm having a panic attack.
Hey, bro, you were just our own personal Mexican maraca. Don't even worry
I
about
mean,
it.
I mean, that's what I want to do.
Just sitting in the corner, just rattling.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
actually.
We're gonna bring back all the fucking early 2000 or early 2010 hits of
oh,
the day.
Oh, the hitters.
Just terrible ass fucking music.
They all
when Skrillex
slapped,
first hit the scene.
They all went. They all goed.
They
all
went
goed.
Hard in the paint. Remember
oh
when that
God.
Was a thing to say?
Jeez, that's the good stuff. Can we not bring 2010 back? 2012.
The 2012 to 2014 range was.
I was
going to
say 2012, 2014 was mine.
This is not one of those like, oh, back in my day. This is mostly just when it peaked for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we go harder.
I'm in
now,
your area.
Because these kids nowadays are taking like Molly. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
They're out here
it's too
like
much.
Tinder
it's
swiping on bitches. I didn't have that back then. I had to go talk to a girl and get shot down. I didn't just get swiped. They had to go, like, hey, fuck off, fat ass. And you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah. It was literal. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'll come back in two
abuse.
More drinks. I'll come back in two more
yeah,
drinks when
abuse.
Your standards
yeah.
are lower.
Yeah.
And then she'd say, fuck off. You're still fat. And I'm like, see you in two more. Keep them going.
Dos mas,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when she's passed out, you're just like, shit. Here we go. I'm just kidding. You never did that.
No. No, I was not on that. Shit. I was never on that train. Sorry.
Really?
On the very last one you just said? No, I was never there.
I was just going to try to get you to
there.
Admit to some real dark
no,
shit
no,
out of
no,
nowhere.
No, never
oh,
there.
Okay, that's fine.
Never
that's cool.
there. No, no, no. I'm good.
So,
I'm good.
2021, we're going to start lining up some better episodes. We've just been kind of winging these for now. We're kind of getting back in our groove.
It's beginning of the year. We've been off for like, what, three
well,
weeks?
Well, between COVID and gout and a broken toe. And
it's been a rough start to the year.
Yeah, hey, my wife told me 2021 is just 2020 in a shitty wig. It's the same fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
have you
new
seen
year,
that? Have you
new year, same fucking me. I'm not changing. Fuck
have
y'all.
You seen that meme with the Joker, like looking like he's showing with his hand out like
yeah.
that? The It Clown. And it's like
introducing
2020. Yeah. Introducing
2021.
Yeah, I was like,
so
yeah, it sounds about right.
It's gonna be a bad year.
I don't think so. It's going to be great.
No.
I feel it.
No.
We thought last year was going to be straight fire because it was 2020. Everyone was all up in there. No one knew anything about Chinese flu.
You're right.
We were all up in there.
We're building a house. It's going to be great.
2021 is going to be delicious.
We're going to stop being friends. I'm going to start hanging out with Matt more. I'm going to quit my job.
I don't know how that makes 2021 delicious.
Me and Josh are going to start our own slumlord business. I'm feeling it. I'm going to stop talking to people. I'm going to block everyone. I don't have a Facebook anymore. I don't have a Twitter. Everything is great. You know what?
So you're going to have a good 2021.
Yeah. Well, I was having a good 2021 until Parler got fucking shut down. And I'm like, well, what is that? All my time now. That, yeah.
Fuck. That's what tore it up for you?
Yeah, they deleted my clan.
I'm sorry.
You know, the Ku Klux? Gone. Deleted. Ousted.
So you're going to do 2021 without me? Is that what it sounds like?
Eventually. I'm cutting everything out of my... I'm going a week at a time cutting out negative things.
Negative things. Yeah.
Like working.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad.
That's cool.
To my not children.
It doesn't say to what your dogs.
Well, so here's the thing. If I work...
To your dog named after my son.
Your son's named after my dog.
My son was first.
You knew...
My son was first.
That I was going to have another dog.
I did not.
And that you just assumed, you were like, he's probably going to name it
Jude. You have a dog named semi after my mom, and then a dog named after my son. So.
Shit.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay that you love me.
And we have a third dog coming.
Did you fall in love with me?
And we're actually going to name it Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E. For the Europe song, Carrie.
That's cool. I mean, hey.
Yikes. I just thought about that.
It's all good.
Yikes.
It's all good.
Yikes. I really didn't mean to personalize and attack you with my dog's names.
It's fine. Happens.
Maybe that's why he stares at me so much. He's like, you named a fucking dog after me. Fuck you, dude.
Dude is like, I know what you did.
Yeah.
I know what you did.
And then your other son's just terribly upset that I'm not a bird. So
he is. Yeah. And he thought you were for sure a falcon or like a hawk or something.
How fucked up would it have been if he showed up and I'm dressed up as a fucking falcon?
Even if you just had a falcon shirt on.
No, but here's the thing. No, I'm dressed up as the full falcon. And it's the only time he sees me in person again. Ever again.
Ever.
And he always, he's like 14. And he thinks that you're coming over to visit a literal falcon.
Yeah. You're like, it's my bird friend.
He's like, you're going to visit your bird friend again?
He thought that was for the longest time, really thought.
I'm legitimately thinking, like, I want to know what goes through his brain. He's like, I guess my dad's just flying around, fucking off, not hanging out with me tonight. He's just
flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just carrying me. You're just carrying me by your talons. And just, we're just flying around Tulsa. Whatever.
Good call. That'd be fucking dope, actually.
As long as you didn't rip my clothes, I'd be for it.
Why am I going to rip your... What are you... Now you're getting weird. First, this shit where you're talking about raping your own kid, and then this shit...
No.
Yeah, you thought we forgot about you telling us you're going to fuck your kid. Y'all remembered that.
You thought that all by yourself.
Your kid had a boner, and you're like, let's go back to the back room, son.
I said his bedroom so I can explain.
What are you going to explain?
Why?
Why his pee-pee's hard?
His pee-pee is hard.
Do you remember where you were the first time you got a boner?
No.
I was hella confused. I remember my first boner. I don't know if it was my first boner, but I know the first boner I remember.
I remember the first time.
Never mind. You beat your meat? You nasty ass.
Remember that.
Oh, is that the stories we're telling now?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you're too embarrassed.
We're good.
I was like, I'll tell mine. I don't give a shit.
Well, we can tell that next pod, maybe.
Nah, he's going to have to cut a lot out.
Beat the meat pod?
Make it quick. So, first of all, I was in eighth grade. The summer between 8th and 9th grade. I know. I was late to the fucking game.
I feel
because
you.
I was innocent as fuck.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Everyone used to roast each other in the locker rooms. And you know what I used to do? I would listen to figure out good roasts to hold back for later and also roast. I remember they go, bruh, you gay. First of all, this is the backwards logic of kids back in the day. Because remember, it was everyone would just roast each other for being gay when you were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. They'd be like, you like girls? Gay. It's like, oh, you gonna go down on a girl? Gay. Like, all this other shit that's not gay. It's like, fellas, is it gay to go down on a girl? I think not. But it's just like, bruh, I bet you beat your meat. Gay. Like, that whole thing. And I was like, damn, the way they reacted to telling a dude that they beat their meat. And I was like, I'm gonna go home and try this shit out real quick. Alone in my room, looking around. My dad's at work. I'm like, all right, I'm alone. I got like 45 minutes before my sister gets home because she is on a later bus because she's not in high school yet. Or like, whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. Bap, 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 bap. And I'm like, oop, got to pee. Stop. And I'm like, well, that was weird. Let me go to the bathroom real quick. Pee. And I'm like, well, my boner's gone. Now I got to start over. Now, first of all, I am using way too much lotion for this because I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I'm like,
I was never a lotion guy.
I've got like 45 fucking pumps of lotion in this bitch.
I don't know why. I never was,
like,
so.
It was so smooth. So smooth. So smooth. Literally couldn't feel the friction. I had no idea what was going on. It's just like, it just sounds like a mud pit. And I'm just like figuring out what the fuck is going. So I'm going at it again. And now it's like, you know what I mean? Because it's just like a puddle around my dick. Like, I'm just like,
wetness.
I'm just, it really feels like I'm trying to straighten out the world's weirdest noodle. It's just like flipping around. It's flapping all over the place. There's fucking just spackled lotion all over the ceiling and the walls. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to pee again. And I go, no, I'm already in the bathroom. If I pee, I pee, and I'll just fucking clean it up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to see this through.
You're standing in the shower.
No, I'm sitting on the toilet straight up, and I'm just like rubbing my magic little lamp, and I'm waiting on it, and I'm like, oops, and it fires past my face straight up, and I'm like, oh, shit, the fuck was that? Because that does not pee. That does not feel like a pee. That felt like a cannon.
That pee is like does a nice, not pee.
It's like a nice warm stream. That's pee. A fucking cannonball. And I was like, the fuck was that? Hits the underside of the cabinet above me. Drips down. Hits me in the shoulder. I'm freaking the fuck out because I don't know what it is. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm just like, ugh. And it's done. And I'm standing there. And I'm like, gross. Clean it up. Never mentioned it again. Haven't missed a day since.
Gross.
Literally every day. You ever beat it off at work before?
Me?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. The mattress store.
You fucking lying ass job. You fucking liar.
The mattress store, it was, yeah. There was a lot of bored times at that store.
Yeah.
First time, real fast.
You cried.
Oh, no.
Damn.
25. No. I was married at 20, son.
Yeah, you didn't start masturbating until
no. So we had a pool. We got a pool when I was, he's fucking laughing because he knows the story.
You beat your meat in the pool?
Okay. No.
Oh.
No, I did like, not. Jesus. Technically, I did not.
You stick your dick in the fucking blowjet?
Hold on.
God.
We're getting there. So we moved out to our house in Cache like when I was in sixth grade. I guess that next summer, maybe sixth, seventh grade, somewhere in there. I don't know. I was in sixth grade going to seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was by the jet one day in the shallow end, just kind of like walking by.
Mm-hmm.
And I like felt a little tickle.
On your butthole?
I was like.
Just let it blast your beehole.
I'll tell you about that's a different story.
Oh, God. I'm glad you got the anti-inflammatories.
So, Jesus. No, I was going across front facing the jet and hit it. And I was like, whoa, okay, what was that? What's all about? Okay, cool. I went to Latin Christian, which is not that it is any better than a public school. It's just you don't hear some of that stuff.
Oh, it's all secret.
It's all secret.
It's happening.
Yes.
It's no one's talking about it.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. So
that's why, like, if you got in with one girl in Latin Christian school, you unlocked all the others.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, passed by and I was like, oh, okay, what was that? That was interesting. I knew when I got out of the pool when it was cold and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I like stood out of the pool. I was like, I gotta get my pants flat. My pants are not going flat. Like they're always something sticking out of my pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, what's going on? Go back in the pool.
Boners.
Yeah, now I know. Go back in the pool. Find that jet again. I was like, what does this jet feel like on my dick?
Mm-hmm.
So played around a little bit. Figured out where it felt good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, same thing you did, which is very funny. Oh, I gotta pee. Hopped out of the pool, went pee. Hop back in the pool. And I was like.
Immediately right back to it.
Yeah, right back to it.
You pulled your shorts down. You just shoved it right in there.
Yeah, I mean, didn't shove it in there.
Yeah, you were like funneling it in the little
chest. It was definitely. I'm not going to be too graphic here. But it. Anyways.
You penetrated the pool.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
yeah.
The jets are like that big.
I haven't seen your penis. I'm just assuming you're jamming it in there, bro.
Not jamming it in there.
Jamming it in there.
Anyways, second time, I was like, oh, I gotta pee again. Try to get out to pee. Did not pee. And I was like, what the heck? Get back in. Do it again. Finally, I think, kind of like you, I'm just going to pee.
Real talk. If I have to pee. Real talk. If you get out of the pool just to pee, you're a psycho.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm pissing in the pool 100% of the time.
You're disgusting.
100% of the time. Ocean, you pissing in the pool. Hey, Lake Letcher.
You're disgusting. Look at me. Are you serious?
Lake Letonka.
That's a lake. That's an ocean.
Pull my pants
down. It's a lake.
Let a log
river
flow.
I don't care about a lake.
Dumperudo.
I don't care. Dude, take a shit in the lake.
I'll literally get out of the pool, whip it out, and piss a fucking rainbow into the pool. It's full of chemicals anyway, bro. What are you worried about?
I was always scared they were going to have to drain the pool. And I didn't want to lose the pool.
From pee?
I didn't know.
From pee?
I just knew if
you... Bro, you're out of your fucking mind if you don't think your parents were clapping cheeks in the pool.
I don't even want to think about
it. You don't want to think about it? I've walked in on it. Not your parents, my parents.
I was going to say,
never
really?
Swam again.
You went to
never
cash?
Swam again in that pool.
Never swam? Okay. Well.
It really fucked me up. I came home from work, or not work, I came home from football practice one day, and we had like the sliding doors with like so you could see out but not back in. And I walk out, and my dad is like,
do you have a pool in your house
too?
Yeah.
I had a slide too, and a diving board.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know why? Because no one's going in that fucking pool.
You never in the pool? Never tried?
No. I wasn't old enough at that point.
Oh.
But like, I remember I got home, and I was like, what is my dad looking at? And I look down, and I see the girl, and I'm like, oh! And I was out. I was like, never getting in that pool again. Fucking gross.
That's sad.
Disgusting.
I never want to think about that.
It was horrible.
Anyways, the third time.
So you fucked your pool three times before you came. Nice.
The third time. I was like, maybe I have to pee. Maybe I'm just going to pee then if I have to pee. And then, some little white stuff started floating. And I was like.
Some little white. Cum floated to the surface.
I was like, what is that? I saw it and I was just like.
Oopsie, Aaron made a milk.
Okay, well, let's just splash that down.
Splash it down.
No, just like that, splash it out of the way.
You literally splash your firstborn out of the way. Those were your kids.
Literally like, splashed it into the filter.
You yeeted him into
like
the filter.
I literally tried to like get it to the filter.
Oh, I imagine you taking your goggles off and like scooping it.
Because I had goggles on at that. Yeah, no,
and the snorkel too, like an asshole. That was still attached to the goggles, and you like
above,
scooped it out and you're like
water,
throwing it out of the pool. And they're like, why are you throwing water out of the pool? You're like, nothing. There's definitely not milk in here.
No milks. Yeah, no milks. It's all good. So that was my first. That was my first time.
And you cried.
No, I didn't. I was confused.
Yeah, I was too. But I also did it every day after that.
Oh, trust me, it happened a lot after that.
And like every, I haven't missed a day. I'm almost 30. Never missed a day.
I wouldn't say that.
Grandma's funeral. Did it that day.
Are we done for the week?
Hey, look at me. Today. Tomorrow. Yesterday.
Hey. I thought you were going to say something else. I didn't know you were still on that when you said today.
Day before.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley's agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Would she watch you do it?
Does she watch me do it?
She's agreeing like she knows. Yes.
I don't care if she does. She doesn't like to. She gets real upset. She
doesn't like to.
She's like, what's the icy hot for? And I was like, because my hand gets sore. Why you got so many candles burning?
You're a nasty bitch.
Why you got so many candles burning? What are you doing with that big red gum? All of these questions, they have answers.
We're done, right? Can we be done?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Which I've never done.
I
2020, one, keeping it raw.
One, not keeping it raw.
Staying raw.
Staying Gucci.
Still raw.
Staying
raw dog.
Gucci.